अच्छा, उसके बाद हमारे पास है मलवी हिल स्मिथ सिंड्रोम। इट इज़ अ रेयर काइंड ऑफ अ प्रोजेरॉइड सिंड्रोम विच हैज़ मल्टी सिस्टम इन्वॉल्वमेंट इन इट एंड अलॉन्ग विद द प्रोजेरॉइड फीचर्स इन द स्किन इट ऑल्सो हैज़ मल्टीपल पिगमेंटेड नेवाए। इट इज़ अ रेयर काइंड ऑफ अ प्रोजेरॉइड सिंड्रोम एंड द जेनेटिक कॉज ऑफ इज नॉट नोन। The symptoms become apparent with during the childhood, but as the age increases, the symptoms become more and more prominent till the adulthood. The symptoms reaches to the extreme point where the tumors develop. So the clinical presentation of Mulvey Hill Smith syndrome includes low birth weight, short stature, moderate mental retardation. In the cutaneous findings, we can see that there are multiple pigmented nevi. The head has a microcephaly and the facial features have a typical bird like facies. There is a small chin, broad forehead, and there is a lack of facial subcutaneous fat, giving the appearance of a premature aging. Along with this, there will be sensory neural deafness, abnormal dentition, cataract. Besides these cutaneous features, there will be hypospadias, a high pitched voice, fine hair, hepatomegaly and low IgG with immunodeficiency leading to recurrent infections. The complications is the development of the cancers early in the 20s. These cancers include the cutaneous malignancies, that is the melanoma. Besides this, the cancers of the stomach, tongue and pancreas. The clinical course and prognosis is that the clinical features become more noticeable with increasing age. Adult manifestation include development of various tumors and severe sleep disorders, that is severe insomnia, which is known as the agrypnea, excitata and cognitive decline. No specific investigations are available, but the diagnosis will be done only on the clinical characteristic features. Differential diagnosis include cocaine syndrome, because the cocaine syndrome has a similar kind of facial features, and the other differential is the Leopard syndrome because of the presence of multiple pigmented nevi. The management is not any specific, but is only restricted to the symptomatic treatment only.